File 6, Listening 2. Speaker 1.
Self-help books are nonsense. I tried to read one of them once. I was having trouble in my relationship, and it didn't make any sense, and it just made me more confused. I put it down and talked to my wife. I mean, really talked to her, and everything improved. The self-help book had me thinking that it was all my fault and that there was nothing I could do to improve the situation, and all I really had to do was talk. Stupid book.
Speaker 2.
I don't know how I feel about self-help books. I've never really tried to read one or use one, so I suppose I might have a better opinion if I had. It just seems so silly. I mean, say I have this problem, and I want to figure out how to solve it. But I'll tell you, I feel like a book is not the place I'm going to go to figure it out. A book doesn't know me. I'd rather talk to my friends or family. They know me better, and they probably know the problem better than the book ever will. Looking for help in a book just seems to me like a silly thing to do.
Speaker 3.
I love self-help books. I learn a lot from them. I read them just for pleasure. I mean, I don't have to have the problem they're talking about. I just read the book to find out how people work and what these self-help gurus think people should do about their problems. Some of them are pretty funny, and they don't tell me much more than I think would be common sense if people stopped to think about it. But some of them are written by people who have studied the problem in depth and really know a lot about it. And those books are the ones I really enjoy because I learn a lot.
Speaker 4.
Self-help books have really helped me a lot in my life. I'm not the kind of person who likes to talk about my problems with my friends, so if I'm in need of advice, I often go looking for a book that might help me. I'm not always successful. There are a lot of really common sense books out there. But more often than not, I find some useful nugget of wisdom to help me through whatever problem I seem to be having at the time. I know people might think I'm crazy for relying on a book to help me through a problem. But for someone like me who doesn't like to talk about my problems, the books can be really helpful.
Speaker 5.
I like the idea of the self-help book, a resource for people who can't or won't talk about their problems. But I think that lately, there have been a lot of books written by people who call themselves gurus of this or that, but who are actually just regular people like you and me who want to make a quick buck writing a book because they think they know more than we do. I think this is especially true for information on the internet, because you know self-help books aren't simply limited to a book you get at the bookstore anymore. I like that information on the internet can be updated much more easily than a book can, but I don't like that just any Tom, Dick, or Harry can put up a self-help website without any qualifications whatsoever. It's misleading.